the Cozy Rainbow Podcast time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Cozy Rainbow Podcast. My name is Tammy, but my students know me as Miss Tammy.
Me name Joe. Me am modern Michelangelo.
And on today's episode of the Cozy Rainbow
Podcast. I'm teaching everyone about cave paintings.
Ooga, me. Ooga booga.
For the first time, my singular student will call me
Professor Joe.
Just Joe. I don't really care.
Okay, just anyway. Joe.
And before we get to the teaching, I have three questions that I have to ask.
A little pre-assessment. Interesting. Trivia? Trivia questions? Go ahead. Lay it Perhaps. On me. I'm ready.
Okay. Number one. What does the prefix petro mean? Is it A, symbol, B, stone, C, past, or D, colorful?
Oh my god, this is a really good question. I'm going to go with stone.
All right.
And do you want to know why I'm going with stone?
I'm sure that would be that's a nice thing to tell someone, yeah?
Sure. Okay, well, you said petro, and that reminds me of petroleum, and we get oil from rocks.
That's the most most roundabout association I've ever heard.
Really?
For this kind of thing. But I mean, admittedly, I know petro from the topic of this episode, so you know.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, number two. What was the purpose of cave art? Now, these answers are going to be a bit of a mouthful, so, you know, pay attention. A, they acted as shamans' records of their trance-like travels through the spirit world. B, communication. C, maps of the stars.
Yes.
D, it's art, it's symbolic and means stuff, and it doesn't really have a practical purpose. Or E.
Oh, five answers.
We don't know, but these are all real theories that really exist from real archaeologists and anthropologists and whatnot.
I mean, I want the answer to be D, but I think it is E.
All right.
I just like the idea of, like, cavemen just being cavemen, just doodling to doodle, you know, for art's sake.
A real fan of Occam's razor, this one.
What?
Don't worry about that.
What is that?
It's the principle that the simplest answer is probably the correct one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good test-taking strategy.
Anyway.
Okay.
Last question. True or false, geoglyphs are a type of cave art?
I'm suddenly realizing that I don't know what the word geoglyphs mean. I do know that glyph has something to do with writing. So you would think that the answer is true, but I'm going to say no. False.
Alrighty.
I just feel like it sounds something more like something that formed naturally, and I feel like you're trying to trick me.
I can't believe you'd think that about me. I'm hurt. We're gonna take a word from our sponsors while I recover emotionally from that. In archaeology, rock art is any man-made marking on a natural surface.
Okay, wait, what is archaeology?
Archaeology is...
Should I answer? I asked the question, I know the answer, but like I'm just
All right,
saying...
go on.
It's just a study of people, right? It's like
that's
the history...
That's anthropology.
Oh.
Archaeology is kind of a subset where...
That's... Isn't Indiana Jones...
He's an archaeologist, hypothetically, kind of, you know...
Okay, in a fictional world. Okay.
Action star.
That's all we
moreover.
Can... Yeah, okay, sure. But that's like his fictional job. He's an archaeologist.
And
so
a professor.
Study the past.
Archaeology specifically is about digging up artifacts.
Oh.
Studying that stuff where, you know, there's more than one way to learn about people.
Cool.
As in anthropology. Most surviving rock art is predominantly found in caves, hence why the popular phrase is actually cave paintings.
I'm loving these fun facts.
Cave paintings involved paint?
Like berry juice? Or what are we talking here?
Made from colored rocks, berries, charcoal, animal blood, and anything else sufficiently colorful.
Yeah, honestly, most chalks, rocks, like if you take a rock and then you like try to scrape it on a different kind of rock, it will usually leave a mark. So you just have to find rocks that are different colors.
No, I mean, sure, but like... How many different colored rocks have you ever seen? Like, what is black?
I mean, if I was a cave woman, I would have more time to be looking at the different colors of rocks. You bet that's what I would be doing. Are you kidding me? If I didn't have a podcast, Yeah, I would be I would be like, this gray is a little bit darker than this gray rock. I'm going to call this one granite. Just kidding. I don't actually don't like rocks that much. Who knows what I would be doing? Okay, go on.
Makeup. Anyway, rock, berries, charcoal, et cetera, et cetera. They were mixed into a paste with spit, animal fat, or anything else. Yeah, I knew you'd do that. Anything else sufficiently pasty. And then...
What about earwax?
Yeah, sure. I don't know how you'd gather enough earwax, but I mean, you know, that's...
Well, from an animal. Animal earwax. Also makes a great adhesive.
Why would you go for the wax when you could go for the fat?
Because it's pasty.
They have so much more fat, though.
That's true. The fat would probably make a much more pure color. Okay.
Anyways, they were applied to a surface with a brush made of animal hair, sprayed on with a couple of hollowed out bones, one bone with like a bit of the paint on top of it, and another bone that's hollow, and they go... And then and it's sprayed on there.
Whoa, you mean
spray
like...
Spray paint.
Yeah, yeah, spray paint. Where did you learn that? That's cool.
I see. I did all this research for an episode that I was writing about cave painting. or just smear it on by hand. Again, Occam's razor.
What is that? Oh, that's the simplest answer.
Yep. I've taught you something that isn't about cave painting. I've tricked you.
Yeah. You got to make sure that whatever you're saying, say it slowly, will you? Occam's what?
Occam's razor.
Occam's razor.
O-C-C-A-M. Occam. That's a guy. He's a person.
Interesting.
Did some thinking.
Okay.
Anyway. Petroglyphs are pictures made from scratches and abrasions in rocks. These technically mean... that technically means that they aren't cave paintings? But, you know, they're still cave art. I've tricked you again. We're not talking about cave paintings.
Cave etchings.
Cave etching. Yeah, sure. But we're trying to teach some vocabulary here. Petroglyph. Sure. The prefix petro means stone.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
And
yay.
Glyph means symbol. Petroglyph.
So I was kind of close. Okay.
Geoglyphs are... enormous designs created on the landscape.
Dang it.
And
wait a second. I should have known because you know why, Joe?
Because
there's...
I asked this question and it said Petro and then I didn't use petroglyph in that other question. Yeah.
No.
No.
No, completely unrelated. I should have known about the geoglyphs because they're in Tears of the Kingdom. That's like a huge part of the plot that I have neglected to play. In The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, there's like these mysterious giant geoglyphs in the game. Anyway, that's all. So I know what you're talking about. I should have known the answer, and I'm going to get it right next time. Go on.
All right. Geoglyphs are enormous designs created on the landscape, which means they aren't really cave art at all because, you know, they're usually exposed to the open sky.
Right.
But they're still prehistoric and really cool, so I'm talking about them
right now. Yeah, I would say.
The prefix geo means ground.
Earth, like Geodude. From Pokemon. That's what I used to tell my students. It's like Geodude. Huh. He's a Pokemon. A rock type? Are they rock types?
Rock ground.
Rock. Yeah, exactly. Geodude.
Rock art usually depicts one of three things. Animals, humans, or human-like figures, and symbols.
Okay, pause. Human-like figures? Are we talking about aliens?
More likely gods.
Oh.
From, you know, Paleolithic religions and such.
Okay.
Yeah. The oldest cave art we currently know about are found on the islands of Sulawesi and Borneo, both dating to around 40,000 to 45,000 years ago.
Okay. What was the first place called?
Sulawesi.
Are you sure you're saying that right? You came in here prepared.
Sulawesi?
Oh, no. I don't know. I have no idea what that is. That's why I was asking.
It's an island in Indonesia.
It's an island in Indonesia. Okay. Thanks.
A common motif in cave art is handprints, most famously from the Cueva de los Manos in Argentina.
Cuevo. Does cuevo mean cave?
What could that phrase possibly mean?
Something of
if
hands.
Cueva means
I'm thinking it's
cave.
The cave of hands.
Context clues. She got it right.
Oh, so it does for sure?
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, great.
Yeah, so they got a lot of hands and also people and llamas.
Ooh, I like that llama.
Llamas. The cave of Lascaux in France is one of the most well-known and most frequently toured.
Visited. You know
what?
Most
frequently visited. You sure?
Aren't there, well...
Cave art sites in the world.
There's a lot of caves in the world, isn't there? Like, too many.
Well, sure, but everyone knows about the Cave of Lascaux. If you know about cave paintings, you know about the Cave of Lascaux, right?
Yeah, well, I...
You think you can just wander in any old cave and be like, look, there's a man on the wall right there.
Yeah, it could happen.
No, it could, but...
The earth is huge, you know? Caves, when did they form?
Yeah, the earth is huge. What makes you think that someone else wandered into that cave and painted something on there?
Okay, points have been made, but, well, humans over time, they've spent more time inside than exploring the great outdoors, wouldn't you say? So, like, somebody way back when maybe went inside of a cave because they were bored, and someone like me is never going to explore it because I'm too busy making this podcast.
I mean, well, I'm no cave explorer, so I can't really...
Yeah, that's neither here nor there, anyway.
We're not super equipped to answer that one. Anyway. So the Cave of Lascaux isn't, the actual cave isn't actually open to the public nowadays, but a very precise replica called Lascaux 2 is.
That's fun. Okay, I like that. I would go see that. I would not want to go in the original cave. Is that now, weird?
The original cave actually, the original cave was getting messed up by people breathing. It was.
No, exactly. I wouldn't want to go into the, wait, literally by breathing?
Yes, people's breath was.
Too acidic.
Yeah, it was messing with the integrity of like the actual like art and also the cave, and it was a real mess, and that's why it's closed now.
That's really wow. Okay.
Among the 600 animals shown in Lascaux.
Oh, so it was like somebody's encyclopedia, animal encyclopedia.
Yeah, it could be. The most common are horses.
Oh.
Bison, ibex, aurochs, what? And stags.
I'm sorry. What, an ibex?
Ibex and aurochs are both.
Auroch?
Horned deer. Yeah, auroch. A-U-R-O-C-H.
Whoa, that's a word I've never heard before.
Because they're extinct.
No, dang it. Why are they extinct? You know.
Cave people were hungry.
Me hungry, ooga booga.
Me hungry. We need meat. Ibex. And then all of a sudden they just stop seeing ibex. I wonder why. Anyway, they're all horned sort of deer-type things.
Interesting.
The Apollo 11 cave stones are 7 small granite slabs that presumably came from a cave in Namibia and not from space.
I think it's Namibia?
Did I type this wrong?
No. No, you're right.
Namibia.
I don't know. If you're from this country, let us know.
My foot's in my mouth, anyway.
Well, because that's why, like, okay, I'm just, like, some people say Nevada... Well, no, actually, we say Nevada, but it's actually, I know, wait, it actually is Nevada, but people will say Nevada.
It's Nevada, but like in a proper like accent Spanish, it's Nevada, but like.
But like if you say that here, so anyway, yeah, sorry if you're from Namibia.
So the Apollo 11 cave stones depict a zebra, rhino, and some third animal that we just can't make out. Not because it's from space, but because the stones are old and paintings have just, you know, gotten old and not
super clear. Or because it's from space. And it's an alien that only visited our planet once.
That got drawn right beside a zebra and a rhino. Yeah, keep dreaming.
Okay. Tell me another fun fact.
Well, the Nazca lines in Peru are the enormous geoglyphs that are comprised of a total of 1,300 kilometers.
Uh-huh.
Or 300 miles of
I'm
lines.
I'm glad you said miles, because I'm like 13 kilometers, I don't know, 300 miles, okay.
They depict animals like monkeys, killer whales, condors, hummingbirds, and pelicans, along with some plants and shapes.
Cool. I like plants and shapes and condors. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, condors was one of those
That's things. A bird, right?
So, have you been paying attention to the animals that I've been telling you about?
Oh, God.
In all the different places?
The ibok. It's dead. Extinct.
So, why do you suppose that all these pieces of rock art have different animals on them?
Because they're found in different places, and some species, like the pelican, would not exist. I don't know if pelicans right now are all over the world. What is it called? Invasive species?
Yeah.
Does any of that ring a bell for you? Is that right? Am I on the right track?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so those are where those animals really originate from? Is that how we know, like, that pelicans are native to Peru?
Well, you can't really say that for certain with birds, because, you know, they can fly. But
okay.
Like,
yeah, they can fly. They can escape the wildfires.
But, you know, for, like, hummingbirds who, like, can't actually fly super far because they're swinging real fast, you know. But that's just it. Especially as far as the ibex and the aurochs go, we wouldn't even know that those were there if we didn't, you know, see those.
Right.
Like, the paintings give us an idea of when they existed.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because you can, like, look at the paint and the rock and be like, oh, yeah, I think this was made, like, 600 years ago or
Hence
whatever.
My next point. Oh. We study cave art because it gives us a glimpse at the lives that prehistoric man lived, as reflected in the art.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so far we've talked mostly about cave paintings in Europe and Africa. Cave art is all over the world, everywhere except Antarctica, because people were everywhere except Antarctica.
Oh.
So, as we are from North America, I shall give an example from North America. The Lower Pecos rock art of Texas and Mexico are paintings of people with headdresses, atlatls, and other such accessories.
Hmm, accessorizing.
Yeah, once more, the way prehistoric man lived.
Once you're a jewelry girl, you're always a jewelry girl.
They did this to her.
Yep, it's not my fault. It's my ancestors.
Anyway, so how about them trivia questions?
Okay, I'm so ready. Maybe.
What does the prefix petro mean?
Well, I got it right the first time, and it does mean stone.
What was the purpose of cave art? Oh, hang on, I didn't actually write that.
No.
Well, yeah.
But
no,
it's inferred.
E was right, yeah. It could be any one of those.
It really could.
Yeah.
So that's why E, all of the above, is the answer. I do believe you touched on all of those things, and we can infer as humans naturally, so very nice. Next question.
True or false, geoglyphs are a type of cave art.
Oh, I got this one right because I said false, and it's not. It's not because it's not inside of a cave. It's just a type of art that's actually bigger than a cave.
Yeah.
Ha, woohoo! What grade did I get on the quiz?
I don't have a calculator. I can't calculate that right now.
No, on this last one, I got 100%, 3 out of 3.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Okay. That's all we have for this episode, I suppose. On this week's creative challenge, you can send us a cave painting of your own, if you so desire. You can contact us at cozyrainbownv@gmail.com. You can also find us and some teaching resources on our website, cozyrainbow.org. If you're a classroom teacher looking for teaching resources, we post lots of stuff on there. And if you want to listen to more episodes, we have all of them kind of like written out. We have our show notes online. So if there's something that you missed, yeah, go ahead and check that out. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.